We are looking at the livability of a city, of a town, of a suburb. Rob Adams, he is the Director of City Design and Projects at the City of Melbourne, who has played a very large part in the livability of the city. The Monocle magazine, which is based in the UK, has done a fairly diligent study of cities around the world. I'm looking at the criteria here in front of me, and they include the likes of the average age, the culture, the infrastructure, the pricing, the transport system. And in that, Melbourne has slipped from 9 to 11. In fact, what do you think has been one of the biggest challenges in the last few years for Melbourne, Rob?
Cities are about people. And the reason we moved to cities is for various reasons. They're economic reasons, but they're also the social ones. And if you can't build a city that still has social engagement, where people feel they're part of it, then you're in trouble. And if you look at every capital city in Australia, and you go back to a study that was done by Griffith University called the Vampire Study, what you see...
I beg your pardon?
Vulnerability to mortgages and petrol prices. But what it actually showed... quite distinctly, yes. Between, it was quite a long time ago. I think it was 2006 to 2012 or something like that. The growing isolation of people on the fringes of our capital cities. Now, livability is not about having to spend an hour and a half getting to work and having to own two cars and having to pay the road tolls. And every time you want to do something, climb in a car. That's not livability. And that's the dream we're still selling. You know, we get the cheap land and house package. But what we don't sell is the total livability. You know, what does it cost you and what's your lifestyle like?